Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Twisted Thinking, the podcast that helps you keep your thoughts flexible. My name is Kristen, and today, on the first episode of Season 2, we're talking about Easter, and just one of the ways that I'm learning to be grateful for my grief. While we're going to be talking about Easter, it's not in the traditional sense. We're not going to cover the entire Easter story here. Instead, I want to explore how loss is changing my traditional view of this holiday that for some people means absolutely everything, and for others is really just a reason for dessert. Easter hasn't ever been a big thing in my family. When I was very young, I would go to a sunrise service with my grandmother, and then as I got older, I might go by myself to one of the services at the Southern Baptist Church that I attended. My parents and I would go to my Grammy's house for dinner, and there would be an egg hunt and an Easter basket, but since I was the only grandchild that lived nearby, as I got older, it just sort of became a reason to have dinner together, which was fine. There wasn't any problem with that, but there wasn't any decorating or gifts or really anything else to mark the holiday. And basically, it just wasn't one of those must-celebrate holidays for our family. And I carried that tradition with me into adulthood. I stopped attending church as a teenager, and unless there was a child involved, I really didn't feel the need to celebrate it in any way, shape, or form. Until I got involved with my wife. First of all, she loved to decorate for holidays and for seasons. And since Easter and spring are so closely intertwined, we would always have bunnies and flowers and lambs and eggs and whatever all over our apartment. And I, having absolutely no desire to do so or inclination to do so, didn't understand the phenomenon. But of course, I went along with it because it made her very happy. More than decorations, though, her family celebrates Easter like it's like a baby brother to Christmas, gifts included. There's always a really nice dinner hosted by her father's family, and it includes an adult egg hunt, with the eggs being the various gifts, whether they're candy, gift certificates, or an actual gift, whatever it was. So it's definitely on their must-celebrate holiday list. And it was always fun, if a little foreign to me. But the interesting thing is that for her and I, there were never any church services involved, regardless of our beliefs. As for our beliefs, I follow Christ in my day-to-day life, as did my wife. And for those of you who might wonder what I mean by that, basically in a nutshell, I believe Jesus is the Son of God and that he died to give us eternal life. And I believe that he left us with two great commandments, and that following those commandments will never lead you astray. Those commandments are love God and love your neighbor. That's it. That's what I try and base my life on and my belief system on, and I try to filter everything through that love. With all of that being said, I've told you what Easter has been for me over the years, but you notice I never said anything about God or the cross or sacrifice or anything like that. And that's because I've never felt it. I've heard the Easter story countless times growing up, and so I know the words, and I know all the actors, and I know the actions and the consequences, and I know all of that. But recently, I've come to the conclusion that I don't think I ever got it. I don't feel like I've ever experienced Easter the way it's meant to be experienced. And I'm sure others have, and I'm sure others do, but I can't recall seeing that played out in front of me. I don't know what that really looks like. I only know what I've observed, and through my life, what I've observed is colored eggs and chocolate and calls to the altar where sinners become born again, declare victory over Satan, and then a month later you hear they've been arrested for domestic violence. I've experienced Easter in a lot of capacities over the last 43 years. As a child, a grandchild, a parent, an agnostic, and a believer, and I've got to say, it all just kind of feels the same. Until this year. This year, it feels different. The feeling I have now, it's a strange mix of awe, anticipation, dread, sadness, anxiety. And then on top of all of it is this teeny tiny little cherry of relief. To be honest, it's similar to what I felt when the doctors told us that it was time for Anya to go to the palliative station. Then, as now, I knew the day was coming. I could feel the end coming, but also a new beginning, and both of those things were terrifying. And I can hear you guys saying, well, of course you're feeling all these things. It's normal. It's the first year without her, and that kind of stuff. And that's what I thought at first, too. I thought this dread was all due to her death. I thought that because this was the first Easter without her, combined with the big deal that it is in her family, that was what was causing the anxiety and overwhelm. And so, in true avoidance fashion, I decided to skip it. Literally. I booked a long overdue trip back to the States over the holiday, so I wouldn't be here to notice the lack of decorations or really to have to attend the family gathering and kind of force my way through it. As a matter of fact, as you're listening to this, I am probably surrounded by my friends and family in the States, so that's fun. Anyway, once I actually booked the ticket, I admit that I did feel a little bit better. A lot of those feelings faded, but not all of them. I still have this anticipatory awe and a little dread and a little sadness all kind of mixed together. And so I've been trying to figure out why, what it means, what it really is. And of course, on the physical and emotional level, I miss my wife terribly. But I believe that her loss has called into sharp relief the fact that I've never understood Easter in the way I feel like I want to understand it. It seems like this year, loss and grief have mixed together in such a way that I can look at this holiday from a different perspective, kind of twist around the way I've seen it my whole life to make it something meaningful to me and my personal journey, rather than just a reason to eat sweets and hang out with the family. All of this is still a work in progress, and next year I may have a completely different theory. And regardless, it's all my own personal experiences. But I feel drawn to the bits of the story that I never paid much attention to before. And I have more appreciation of what they may have meant to the people that were going through them at the time. For instance, the pre-grief of Mary when she anoints Jesus' feet with the entire jar of this expensive perfume and then dries it off with her hair. The love and appreciation she must have felt to waste, as she's accused of, such wealth on one person must have been enormous. And I can understand why she did it. I would have too. Then there was the unmatched certainty of the unnamed woman who, in preparation of a death not even his disciples truly believed was coming, anointed Jesus' head with yet another jar of that same very expensive ointment on the day before he was taken and arrested. I have felt that same certainty now. I have known beyond a doubt that someone I loved would soon be dead. And if it had been the custom, I surely would have done this for her. Next, I can imagine the sadness and fear that must have been staining even lighthearted conversation and interactions between Jesus and his disciples the week before he died. I imagine it was similar to the threads of dread and pain that laced every single word spoken by Anya to her family and friends. And then, last but not least, Jesus' death. But in the context of how much it must have hurt those who loved him as a man, to see him in such pain and watch him take his last breaths, because I also know what that hurt is like. And maybe this is all the wrong way to look at it. Maybe I'm still missing the point, but I can tell you that this year, I've been paying close attention to everything surrounding this holiday as far as the Easter story goes, and there's a lot more there than I ever noticed before, even though I've heard it a million times. And more than that, I'm interested in learning more about it digging deeper. Maybe it's because death has become so real to me, and with that, the afterlife has as well. Maybe it's because I feel like salvation is the only chance I'll have of seeing Anya again, along with other loved ones. I don't know what it is, but I do know that it's a good thing. And maybe there's those of you out there right now saying, that's not the point, you've got it all wrong, it's about Jesus' sacrifice and his love and being saved, and you're just being selfish, thinking of the mortal side of a spiritual story. And to those of you who are saying that, I respond, well, you're probably right. But that doesn't make me completely wrong, nor does it actually make a bit of difference. It doesn't matter how I come to the cross. What matters is that I get there. Also, I would point out that the most important thing here, in my opinion, is that I'm using my grief for a positive thing. It's helping me to ask questions and be curious and analyze things that I've always just been expected to understand and parrot back during a certain time of the year. It's helping me to come closer to God and to fill this incredible void in my life with empathy and understanding instead of bitterness and anger. And for that reason, I am grateful for my grief. What about you? What does Easter mean to you? Have you ever experienced anything that made you really question and examine the inner workings of the story? And have you ever come to a completely opposite conclusion than what I have? I would really love to hear about it. That's all for today. If you've enjoyed this episode, head over to podchaser.com/twistedthinking and leave a review. If something I said caught your attention and you want to continue the conversation, I invite you to join my Discord server. It is free and easy to use. Just click on the link in the show notes. A reminder here that I'm no longer using Facebook or Instagram, only Discord. A big thank you to my patrons. Without them, none of this would be possible. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, be blessed and stay twisted.